as a writer on paper, I can ask people who are in their graves why they didn't play fair. People who aren't in their graves are less negotiable, but more predictable. I asked Bob years later, when you think back to the time when we were in Guatemala, you think of yourself as there and then living your ongoing life. He nodded. Do you think of me the same way that I was there living my ongoing life? He thought and said, you wouldn't have been there if you hadn't been with me. When you put the importance in the answer and hand it over to someone else, you get stuck with somebody else's answer. Earlier, writing stories of my relatives and my childhood, treating the writing casually, oh, just another cottage industry, a little something to tuck in and around the odd bits of mother's busy day. I was trying to show Bob, who said he couldn't live in a house with a woman who wrote, that a woman who wrote was no more threatening than a woman who cooked. It didn't work. Everybody's wife wants to be a writer, he said. And if you were going to be a writer, you would have been one by now. Control-minded persons who require it can't finally be satisfied. Their commandees so often stray. The distress they feel then is that the other is deliberately destroying their happiness. They had only wanted to go along comfortably and happily, lovingly, is that too much to ask? And through no fault of their own, they find themselves disturbed. And by the one person they had trusted, etc., etc., etc. Have you ever seen a broody hen? That hen means to turn eggs into chicks. She plumps onto the ground over a rock, if that's all she's got. My Uncle Marin showed me one once, picked the hen up in his two hands and dropped it. The hen didn't even bother sticking its legs out. It just landed flump, like a cushion. When farmers get a broody hen, they collect the eggs from hens who aren't broody and tuck them under her. If they have ducks, they may add a few duck eggs. And when those eggs hatch, there comes the predestined moment when the baby ducks, waddling past a stock pond, make a detour. Their own nature calls, and they head for the water. The hen goes frantic, rushing and squawking at the water's edge, and when the ducklings come out, she gets them away from there. But chickens are dumb. Time and again, the hen doesn't remember not to go near the pond, and boom, there goes her plan, which was nothing more than to have lived in an ongoing, chicken tranquil fashion. And so it is with people who are obsessive about controlling their spouses. They invariably find they've married a duck.